Morning Watch. Crystallization study of 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther. Week 1. God's move in man's history for the carrying out of his eternal economy. Friday, related verses. Revelation 19:7-8, 14. Let us rejoice and exult, and let us give the glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. And it was given to her that she should be clothed in fine linen, bright and clean, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And the armies which are in heaven followed him on white horses, dressed in fine linen, white and clean. Ephesians 5:26. That he might sanctify her, cleansing her by the washing of the water in the word. Ephesians 6:17-18. And receive the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which Spirit is the Word of God. By means of all prayer and petition, praying at every time in spirit, and watching unto this in all perseverance and petition concerning all the saints. Revelation 22:17. And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come. And let him who hears say, Come. And let him who is thirsty come. Let him who wills take the water of life freely. Related reading. According to Revelation 19, the church is both the bride who is presented to Christ and the warrior who fights with him against God's enemy. At his coming again, the Lord Jesus first will meet his bride. After receiving the bride, Christ and the overcomers will enter into battle against the enemy. The Lord will ride on a white horse, and the armies which are in heaven will follow him on white horses, dressed in fine linen, white and clean. Revelation 17:14 also refers to this. These will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they who are with him, the called and chosen and faithful. In Revelation 19:7-8, we see that the bride is clothed in fine linen, bright and clean. Then in verse 14, we see that the armies which follow the Lord into battle are dressed in fine linen, white and clean. As the church, we are not only the body, the dwelling place of God, the kingdom of God, the family of God, and the new man. We are also the bride and the warrior. As the bride, we must be beautiful, without spot or wrinkle, and be clothed in fine linen. As the warrior, we must be equipped to fight against God's enemy. Because the self is the greatest enemy, we need to experience the killing power of God's word. As we pray read, we are nourished on the one hand, but certain elements are killed on the other hand. Perhaps you are troubled by doubts, hatred, jealousy, pride, or selfishness. Do you realize that these things can be killed through prayer reading the Word? The more we take in the Word with its killing power, the more our pride and all the negative elements within us are put to death. By prayer reading, the inward adversary is slain. After a time of prayer reading the Word, we may discover that the adversary who was attacking us has disappeared. In a very practical sense, he has been slain by the word we have taken into us. In Ephesians 5, The word is for the nourishment that leads to the beautifying of the bride. But in Ephesians 6, the word is for killing that enables the church as the corporate warrior to engage in spiritual warfare. On the day of his wedding, Christ will marry the one who has been fighting the battle against God's enemy for years. This means that in Revelation 19, Christ will marry the overcomers who have already overcome the evil one. When Christ comes to fight against Antichrist and his army as the Son of Man, he will need a counterpart to match him and complete him. This counterpart will be his bride. In his coming to crush human government, Christ will be the husband with the overcomers as his bride. This means that before he descends to earth to deal with the 10 toes and then with the entire image, he will have a wedding. After his wedding, he will come with his newly married bride to destroy Antichrist, who with his army will fight against God directly. After Christ has married his bride, he will come as the stone cut out without hands and will crush the great human image from the toes to the head, destroying the human government, which fights against God directly. Through this crushing, the whole earth will be cleared up. The problem of the human government in the old creation will be solved. Then Christ will increase from a stone to a great mountain that fills the whole earth.